You are listening to the Soul Ascension Show with Angel Healing Founder, Callista. Welcome into our sacred space where you can truly be your radiant self. It's time to get inspired, to get creative, to be who you came here to be. Rise and shine. All is here for you.
Hi, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host, Callista. Well, this is day two of recording this podcast, and hopefully it'll work. We had a couple of techie problems yesterday, but along with that, the energy just didn't feel right. My inner guidance was telling me that something wasn't quite right with recording the podcast yesterday. And as we know, when something doesn't feel right, there's always an answer why. And today I got that answer. What I was doing today, I was reading my Vision Quest journal from last August in preparation for going back out on the land this weekend to complete my last 24 hours of the quest. If you've never heard of Vision Quest before, it's a rite of passage based on Native American traditions that involves going out into the wilderness alone, with no tents, with no food, with no technology, just yourself, and whatever baggage, whatever karma you're carrying for 9 days, four of which you're out in the land and you're fasting. And some quest to find themselves, to find answers, to find gifts, or encounter what they feel is missing or needs to be healed in their life. And the ceremony lasts the whole year, so it facilitates great change. So last August I did the 9 days, in fact I think it was 10 days, and now as that year comes to a close, I have to go back out into the land for 24 hours, fast again, and just draw that initiation, draw that rite of passage to a close. So I was reading the journal and I feel it really has made me understand the topic of today at a deeper level. I just needed to re-engage, I feel, to really share from a very deep, authentic part of myself that's really experienced what spirit is, the element of spirit, as in that of the natural world, but also the spirit within. And that is our topic for this evening, the spirit elementals, and looking at how they can help us to master ourselves, master our lives. So this is the sixth podcast, I believe. Yep, number six to the elemental series we've been doing. And this has been a really beautiful series. I've really loved it. Looking at nature guardians, that of the earth, the air, the fire and water. And now we complete that beautiful star. We come into the spirit elementals, who they are, where they come from, how they exist within us, what is the interplay of spirit within us, and how we can best work with our spirit to master our reality. And mastering the reality, that, you know, everybody could look at that differently. For me, what that conjures up is living an authentic life through your authentic self. Living your path and your purpose, not meaning in my belief that, not saying that you're a guru or you're better than anyone else, just that you are living your life authentically. And, you know, you could be doing this very quietly, or you could be doing this very brashly. You know, you could be an author or a speaker, or you could be a mother who's just got it, who's just mastered herself, who's really found the key and has alighted from her suffering or dramas and stories and came into the peace and compassion of who she is. For me, that's mastering the spirit, that's mastering all the elements and coming into that place of centered peace. So we're going to be working from that place of center, and I really feel I've got that now. Coming back and looking at my Vision Quest journey, really getting back into those teachings and what's happened over the last year. And I will be doing a radio show about my vision quest journey, and it will be going into a book as well, yet another book that I'm going to be writing. There seems to be a lot piling up, but I really feel that the journey has to be shared, you know. I've got a beautiful quote here: one does not go to the sacred mountain for oneself, but for the good of one's people. And what that means is, I'm sure you can understand, but when you do a vision quest, you don't just do it for yourself, you do it for your whole community. And that might be the community of your family, the community of your friends. But to me, it's definitely the community of those that help support and those that help support me in my life. So the Facebook community, I think we're now 34,000, I can't believe it, all over the world. All the students, all the different communities that I'm a part of, I feel that I did that quest for all of us, not just for myself. So I'll be sharing about the quest, what happened. And also very excited, over the next couple of weeks, we'll have my guide, David Wendelberry, coming on the show, who is the most amazing teacher. And we will have to put some sort of profanity filter on the show, I'm sure, because and in his own words, he mixes the sacred and profane. Just as he's smudging somebody to go into the circle, he's probably farting away or burping or swearing. He keeps everything really down to earth, because Vision Quest is earth-based. It's not high up into the sky working with the angels or different divas. It's working with the earth, working, well, I guess, the divas of the earth, Mother Gaia. So anyway, we'll do some Vision Quest work in coming shows. But let's come back to our topic, which is still very much connected, looking at the elementals of spirit. And today in this podcast, we'll share ways to attune to the essence of your spirit within, and also hold space for a very special journey to meet and encounter your own higher self. And I'm sure you have probably met your higher self many times, but hopefully this journey will bring you something that's highest and best for you to receive at this time. And like I do at the start of all my shows, I'd like to just to do a little invocation, a little mindful, heartful exercise, a little space to bring in all the elements that we've been working with over these last six special shows. So if it's safe to do so, if you're not driving, if you can take your focus inward, closing your eyes and bringing your awareness to your breath, and consciously taking a big deep breath in into your belly and breathing out deeply. Breathing in fully, letting your belly expand. And breathing out, letting go. And just allowing yourself a few moments to arrive, to be here. Did anything that you've been doing today, wherever you've taken focus to people, to things, to your children, to your pets, to deadlines, to work, just bringing back your energy. Breathe in yourself, breathe in your spirit back into yourself. Deciding to be here, to be present, be open and receptive to all that will flow, to all that might be gifted for you during this show. Feeling your heart open as you relax, as you soften, letting go of any barriers, any masks, any judgments, any expectations. Breathing out the old as you breathe in the new. And into our sacred space, let's first invoke the energy of the earth, all that's grounding, stabilizing, nurturing, calling forward the power of the earth to be here, and calling from the earth your power. Breathing in to the base of your spine, to your base chakra, feeling yourself secure and grounded. Present, abundant, here. And then I call forward the energy of the air. All that's air, freedom, expansion, inspiration, the light of new possibilities. We breathe you in as you settle here within and around us in our very breath. Loving air may give us new possibilities, new hope, clearing away all that doesn't serve as we step ever more onto our path of ascension, empowerment, and joy. Thank you. And now calling forward all that is fire. All is fire, inspiration again, at a deeper, more creative level. Focus, transformation, purification, loving fire. And may you balance within us our reactions and actions, bringing us into harmony. But may you burn bright your light, your hope. Thank you, and so it is. Calling forward the energy of water to be present within your reality, in your space, in your being. All that's water within you, mostly water, all those cells, your blood, your glands, to awaken to its highest vibration, aligning you to source, aligning you to your divinity. Bringing us the blessing of intuition, of acceptance, flexibility, moving with change. Change that's always inevitable. But water brings in the reminder that we can direct the change, direct the current, and control our life in balance with source, with all that is. And lastly, bringing forward the element of spirit, that which weaves us all together, that connects us all together, plant, animal, fellow human beings, Mother Nature, Father Sky, everything in between. We call you forward, that of spirit, that of divine love, to be present here right now. And elements, may you support us all, release resistance, stories, suffering, as we allow our liberation, our ascension, our enlightenment that is always available to be here right now. Bring us your compassion, your teachings, wisdom, and love as our hearts and minds open to all that is being gifted here. Thank you, and so it is. Just taking a big breath in now, beautiful souls. And a breathe out. And when I say beautiful souls, I truly mean that. And even more as we speak about the element of spirit and we really bring that into this podcast with all its senses. Beauty for me is spirit. And seeing beauty within everything is seeing the divine. When I say beautiful soul, I mean I'm seeing your soul. I'm seeing your divinity. I'm seeing your highest, most radiant self that you are, that we all are. And I think that's the first thing that I would like to say about mastering the element of spirit, is to see beauty in everything. It can be so easy to look outside and see the beauty in a flower or in a tree extending its branches and reaching high into the sky, or seeing a rainbow, or seeing the colors of the earth, the butterflies, the animals, a baby's smile, a baby's laugh, But can you also see the beauty when things are darker? When outside, when it's raining and it's grey and gloomy, when a baby, I keep referencing babies because that's my reality right now, when a baby's crying or someone's in distress, do you see the beauty in that? Perhaps not. Maybe it's even cold to say that, to see that there's beauty in that. But it's took me a while to really understand that there's beauty in everything. There's purpose. That's what I mean. There's purpose in everything. There's a divinity within it all. And mastering the spirit element is really the first thing that we should talk about is seeing that truth within everything. But what spirit to you? What does that conjure up? Like all the elemental forces, spirit dwells within you, within all of us. It's your consciousness, your life force. Some would call it chi or prana or source or soul. That omnipresent, omnipotent aspect of you. And to align to the element of spirit, we must first acknowledge its existence. Because it might be further down the line to see beauty in everything. But first, we need to acknowledge that beauty, acknowledge that spirit within us, to remember that we're a spiritual being having a physical experience, a temporary play in the reality of senses. And with this acknowledgement comes awareness. And with the awareness, the experience of our eternal nature. And here we can develop our vibratory senses, such as our intuition, encountering the clairs of clairvoyance, cognizance, clairsentience, to name a few. And we've discussed these in previous podcasts before, how to develop them. And as your intuition grows, you learn to trust that inner compass and to trust the signs and to follow through the signs, follow through your guidance. And this often means expressing your truth, your dharma, your purpose. Maybe that's, maybe not everybody enjoys you doing that. I always say you can't be a prophet in your own town. You can never truly ascend within your family group and your friend group, because they'll always tag you as your past self. They'll always see you maybe as a child, as your family, or maybe your friends will not like you all holier than thou because of things that happened in the past. So you tend to leave people behind. People tend to leave you when you choose this path of ascension, when you choose to truly express your truth, your spirit, your dharma. And that's okay. It's just part of the process. And as quickly as you leave, or people leave you that aren't on your frequency, aren't on your wavelength, then you meet those that are. So the law of attraction is always there, is always present. Encountering your spirit element could also mean becoming conscious of dreams and learning to become conscious within your dream reality, controlling your dreams, being really present within them, switching yourself on. Sometimes people call this astral traveling, when you can change the tone and situation of your dreams at will. Any of you do this? I think it's a pretty cool thing to do. And when I was first developing, I really liked to do that. I like to just train myself to become switched on, really tuned in and tapped into my dream reality. And then once you do that, with a lot of practice, you can change that reality, and you can go and visit people, past, present, future, in different dimensions. You can choose before you go to sleep, you can, you know, dictate what you want to dream, what you want to visit. And a lot of people think that you're not just moving through your subconscious patterns or things that you haven't played out in your waking state, that you're actually going into different realities. And I do believe this. You know, I've got friends of mine who, to sleep at nighttime, they'll wake up in another realm. They'll wake up in another aspect of their multi-self. And when they come back into this reality and they wake up from their dreams, they wake up from their sleeps, they're tired. Their body is tired because they've literally been living in their dream state. And perhaps that's you. It does happen. It's a part of becoming aware of your multidimensional self. That's probably a topic for another show, which we'll look at. Coming back to mastering your spirit element, this might take you into the realm of meditation. You know, working with your dreams is a form of meditation, but in your waking state, you could go into conscious meditation, breath work, meditating through yoga, through Kundalini yoga. I like to do a lot of that. There's a lot of fantastic Kundalini meditations out there to really help you to tune in to your spirit element so that you can start to see the divine within yourself, but also to see that God within all. This will help you to live in compassion. It'll help you also to develop a relationship with your higher self, your divine self, to support you to master the element of spirit. And through my experience, I found that life flows with such greater ease when I engage with my higher self every day. And that doesn't mean spending long periods in meditation. I certainly can't do that now with a little baby. It could simply mean just dropping into the present, dropping into the here and now, feeling your heart, feeling your awareness just for a few moments. And maybe mention, you're just breathing, you're just relaxing. You're letting that God within you rush through you as you. And when that happens, all resistance drops. Any disease, any stories, any drama just drops. And you become yourself, you merge into your totality. And a good time to do this is just before you get out of bed, before the ego kicks in, before deadlines, work, you know, relationships kick in, when you're still really fresh out of your slumber. Just take a few minutes to tune into yourself. You may ask something like, what is highest and best for me to focus on today? What's highest and best for me to focus on today? That's a really nice one. And after that, you might hear an internal voice of support or a peaceful silence that just speaks to you, that gives you a knowingness or a guidance where to take your energy to that day. And it took me a while to fully trust the voice of my higher self. Yet through experience, I know not to dismiss the guidance for the foresight that our higher selves gives us far beyond our own reach. We have that higher self, that spirit's within us. Our spirit has this neutral, higher, more expanded, loving vantage than our human self. It's not attached to ego, it's not attached to other people, it's not attached to dramas. It always has our best intentions, your best intentions. So just tune in just for a few minutes a day can be really, really beneficial. Developing a relationship with your higher self, but also developing a relationship with your less progressive self, your more aggressive self, your shadow self. And we've talked about the shadow self before. I've talked about Carl Jung, the great psychologist and spiritual teacher, that said that the shadow self represents everything of a person that's not fully conscious or is an unconscious aspect of the personality the conscious ego does not recognize. And as one tends to reject or remain ignorant of the least desirable aspects of a personality, the shadow is largely deemed to be negative. But truly, when you develop a relationship with shadows, it doesn't have to be negative. It can actually be extremely creative, and it can show us where we need to lighten and brighten within ourselves. And everyone has a shadow aspect. Nobody is devoid of their shadow. There is light and dark with everything. And, you know, as I said before, when you start to master that reality and see beauty in everything, you'll see beauty in a muddy puddle. You know, you'll see God within the darkness, within the mud, just as you'll see God in a rainbow and in light. He's everything. You're everything. That creative part of you is in everything. There's not light and dark. There just is what is less developed or less known. And what is known, you know, there's just that in our reality. So the more we are aware of shadow aspect, the lighter it is. And likewise, the less embodied it is, the denser it is. And our shadows are the parts of our being which judges ourselves, but also judges others, and which holds us in fear of doing things that we would otherwise enjoy. It hampers our acceptance for higher self. And if we don't deal with our shadows, especially if we choose the path of spiritual awareness, we project our shadows onto others. And if those projections are not recognized by those that create them, then it's easy to fall in discard with those around you, ever widening the gap between true understanding of the self, self with a capital S, and the ego self, self with a wee s, a small s. What you want to do when you're mastering the spirit element is to really merge the ego self and the higher self as one. You need both of them. You know, a lot of people think, oh, you don't need the ego, and it's, you know, we should be trying to deny the ego or cut off from us. But we can't do that. We'll just go round and round in circles. And I did for years. I tried to stay so much in the light that I just denied parts of myself. And then I had to go on a vision quest in order to fully integrate, you know, those aspects and become whole, become my whole self. And you'll find this with mastering the spirit element. It's to get comfortable with the unknown, to get comfortable with facing fears, especially the primal fears like the fear of the dark. What does that mean to you, the darkness? Are you comfortable in physical darkness? Most people aren't, especially those who choose the path of ascension because their fears naturally surface. You know, there's so many people living a life that aren't aware, and you know, that's fine. They're just living their reality. But once they do become aware, it's like stirring a stagnant pot that's been stagnant for years. Everything that was laying dormant at the bottom will come up to the surface to rise. And it can feel like you're going bonkers. It can feel like you're going mad as all these darker aspects come up. And a lot of people, like an ascension, it's very close to mental illness, you know, because you really have to go through your mental body in order to clear different psychologies, different aspects of your personality. So fear of the darkness often means the fear of your subconscious, the fear of what's laying dormant within you. So the more that you can give love to the dark, to the shadows within yourself, the more that they dissipate, and meet them in compassion. You meet yourself, you hold yourself in that state of compassion. A way to attune to both the light and dark aspects of spirit, of both, is to have a spiritual daily practice. I call it a sadhana. Through the yoga tradition, I call it a sadhana. Those that do the Unicorn Healing Course, I know some of you are listening tonight, you're asked as part of your training to do a 30-day sadhana practice, which means to connect with your higher self, your spirit, every day. Working with the unicorns, you are elementals of the spirit realm. We've looked at different elementals. For the water, we looked at the mermaids. For the earth elementals, we looked at the dryads, the fairies that were the air beings. And for the spirit elementals, I always bring forward the energy of the unicorn. So it just feels fitting in that course for all students to do a sadhana practice, a daily spiritual practice, so they can meet their spirit, they can meet their soul, and have a really deep personal relationship with that eternal aspect. Your sadhana practice doesn't have to involve unicorns. It can just be, like I said before, tuning in to what's highest and best for you to focus on that day, or spending time in nature, or dancing, journaling, opening up a dialogue with who you are within. And the greatest reward of doing a sadhana, a daily spiritual practice, is for you to become who your soul, your spirit knows you to be. So you start to see the world through the eyes of Source, and from this vantage, above duality, above stories, miseries, judgments, identifications, you've been free to live the life that you intended to live before you incarnated. Your sadhana truly is self-victory. It means to become consistent and committed to yourself daily, to become one with Source, one with your soul, and of course, one with your supporting spirit team, which we'll talk about in a minute. It means to find yourself. You do, when you naturally do a sadhana practice for a while, I had to do it for consistently throughout the year, last year, learning Kundalini Yoga. You just find yourself randomly smiling for no apparent reason, just smiling because you're at peace. Not all the time, you know, I've still not mastered myself completely, but most of the time I'm peaceful, I'm smiling, I'm content, I'm living my authentic life, the one that my soul had planned for in this life, coming from that neutral mindset. And it's available to all of us. Sometimes we just have to sidestep ourselves, invest in ourselves every day. Doing a sadhana is self-love, is self-care. It's coming into your worthiness and your compassion. Okay, I think I will close that section there and go to a quick ad break. And when we come back, I'd love to take you into a journey. Take us all into a journey to meet your higher self, to have that direct, beautiful connection with your divine self. And we'll take it from there. Okay, so we'll see you on the other side of this break.
For powerful, on-purpose meditations, visit vibedeck.com/Callista. Active energy journeys to empower prosperity, joy, wellness, and love to flow freely in your life. For online courses and personal sessions, visit facebook.com/Callista Ascension. Be who you came here to be. Arise and shine.
Hi, this is Callista, and I'm excited to share with you that my program, Aligning to Your Crystalline Self, has just 4 days left before enrollment closes for the year. This online course spans 12 months of divine alchemy, supporting your path to ascension, well-being, and living in your joy. It truly is my life's work up until now, and brings you the direct teachings and attunements from 13 of the most on-purpose crystals for our new age. Meet crystal divas, angels, guides, elementals, and merge with ease with your own inner guru. I offer a free Skype session to all that wish to enroll, and right now you can receive 20% off if you sign up in the next 4 days. For more information, visit etheriallight.co.uk or email me at callistaascension@gmail.com. You deserve to live the life you seek, and this course can truly provide you with the tools to make those changes, to shift that energy, and move you into the life that you so deserve. I look forward to supporting you in this beautiful journey.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Soul Ascension Show with me, your host Callista. And tonight we're talking about the spirit element and walking the path of self-mastery. And I don't know about you, but that advert sounded really funky. I'm not sure this new hi-fi sound quality is working too well. Maybe you can tell me if it's coming across quite clear. Crystal program advert, it said there was a couple of days to enroll. Actually, there's quite a long time to enroll. I need to update that advert. The crystal program right now is ongoing, so we've got full students. It's fully booked this year, but it's going to be enrolling next week for January for next year. So if you want to do the program, just email me, get in touch there will be, I'm going to still do the 20% off for those who enroll before January, maybe as a nice Christmas present. You could gift somebody. It's an amazing course, great testimonials as well, if you want to know a little bit more about it. And also we're doing the enrollment for the Unicorn Healing Program, which again starts enrollment in January. And if you want to know more about attuning to the element of spirit, this definitely is a program to do. It's, what can I say about that program? It's expanding, it's transformative. You work with your unicorn guides, of which we all have, to awaken your soul, to awaken the gifts, to awaken the healing of your soul. It's a great course for those that want to facilitate change in their life, that want clarity, that want to know their path and purpose, really get on it. It's a no bullshit course as well. It's really down to earth. All my teachings, all my courses, I shouldn't say just mine, they're the unicorns as well, or the angels or the crystals. They're all extremely down to earth, and I don't believe in airy fairies. They're really to the point, and they do help, they do support. Okay. So I want to go into a journey, beautiful souls. This journey is a shortened version of the Align to Your Divine Self meditation that you can get on vibedeck.com/Callista. I wanted to do this because it's a really beautiful space to meet your true self, to meet that spirit aspect, because the spirit element is one of the hardest to master, because you can't see it, can you? You can feel it, but you only really feel it through the direct experience of it. You know, water, really easy to connect to water. Air, well, it's in your breath. Fire, you can just connect to your passion, your desires, or physical fire. Earth, you can go out in nature. But spirit, you really have to tune yourself into that one. So this journey that you can get on VibeDeck, and we'll do a little bit of it just now, is a way for you to go beyond those identifications and titles that perhaps you accumulated in this lifetime. Those of a mother, a father, a wife, a husband, a healer, a teacher, to go further beyond, to go within. So we're going to go into that journey now. Just get myself ready. If you want to get yourself ready too, just find in a really comfortable position. You might want to lie down for this, or just stay seated. And in your own time, closing your eyes, placing your palms upwards, palms facing up to your lap, and taking a big breath in to relax, breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and out. Your time to receive, beautiful soul. Your time. Now, as you let go, just allowing yourself to relax, feeling into the area in your body that's most ease at this time. And as you focus into that area, it gently expands like a warmth that grows up your body, down, around, sides, out and back. Slowly envelop yourself in tranquility and peace, letting your body just be heavy, relaxed where you are. And imagine there's a golden cord, golden ray of light, if you like, flowing down from the heavens that enters your body through the top of your head to the crown, and weaves its way all through your body, through your chakras, through your spine, down and down. And it weaves out off the soles of your feet, bottom of your spine, and down into the earth. And this golden ray of light flows down all the many layers of the earth, through the rock, through the liquid, through the crystal, all the way down and down and down into the center of the earth. Connecting here to the great crystal, that beautiful red ruby heart of Mother Earth. Breathing into the earth. And breathing up the energy of the earth, staying connected. Breathing out, moving up through your body, up through the crown of your head, moving on that golden light, casting up through your room, your building, home, into the sky now. Up through the clouds and beyond the light, up into the deep, dark expanse of the sky, adorned with a tiny twinkle of diamond light of the stars and planets. Just finding yourself connecting up, moving outwards, moving upwards, connecting up into the divine. And then breathing down, staying connected to spirit, breathing down into your heart center, letting the energy of Mother of the Earth meet with the energy of Father of the Divine in your heart center now. And just sit within your heart. Sit with your compassion. Feeling completely connected of you to everything around you. You're one with yourself, one with creation. All is well. And we're now going to go on a journey to take you inward into the center of your being. In your imagination, see yourself in a room opposite a huge, big, golden, tilted mirror. This mirror is extremely expansive. It's huge. And you can see the totality of your being within it. And for time now, just focus in the mirror, just looking at yourself. Meeting yourself in compassion. Looking at your face. The face that you think you know so well. You probably do know it well. You see it every morning. Perhaps you see it more than once. But how well do you know the person behind? The being behind. As you gaze into your eyes, the eyes, the mirror of the soul, go beyond. Go through your eyes. Saying to yourself, I am this body, but I am so much more, as you go deeper within. Think about how you're feeling. How are you feeling in this moment? Or your emotions. You might be feeling really good. But are your emotions solid? Often they're transitory, fleeting. What seemed important one time is often forgotten the next day, the next month, the next year. We have to know that we're not our emotions. They're part of us. But there's so much more beyond, much more beyond feelings of passion, of fear, of anger. They're just squalls on the surface of the water. And underneath is more, is our deeper self. Detaching from your emotions now as you go deeper within. Going deeper into your mind now, beyond the physical self, beyond the emotional self. Going into your mind, the mind that's like a well. However, far you gaze into it, you will never reach them, but go as deep as you can. Let all the restless chatter of the mind dissolve. And don't try to force your thoughts to be still. It's impossible for your mind to go blank. Just sit and observe your thoughts, like waiting for a clockwork mechanism to wind down. Just see it wind down, getting stiller and stiller. And who is thinking these thoughts? Try to touch the deepest part of yourself, the inner self. And as you go through your mind into the deeper part of you, you reach into the non-physical, the non-emotional, the non-mental part of you, into spirit. And now see your higher self. This perfect being of love, of joy, of God. Just experience yourself. If it feels right, open up a dialogue. Is there any guidance you would like to ask your all-knowing being? Support for your life. Feeling your higher self envelop you, every part of you, emerge completely. Feeling so heard, so seen, so accepted and loved. At one with all life. At peace with all life. Knowing in this moment there's never the past, the future, there just is. There just is. Perhaps offering some compassion, some healing, letting your higher self bring this energy to whoever you would like to focus it to. Perhaps bringing anyone that's offering conflict or drama, them into your heart space now, into the heart of your higher self. Bringing all your family into your heart, all your loved ones, your friends, your soul family. Bringing in your communities. Bringing in your pets. Animals. Plant kingdom. Element of earth. Air. Fire. Water. And breathing spirit, breathing all that you are into your heart center. Coming into perfect balance. Perfect, beautiful balance. How beautiful you are. How beautiful you are. Feeling the love. You're ready, beautiful souls. We're just going to jump them out of the meditation. Taking all the juice, all this good feeling, all the knowingness, any guidance, any healing, just bringing all that light, all that wisdom back in to where you're sitting, laying, breathing yourself back to your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes, arms and legs. And we have, as you just come back, we've got about 10 minutes left. I'm just going to go to that room and see if there's any questions. Okay. I'm going to go to Greg and see if he has any questions. Otherwise, we will just close on that beautiful energy for meditation.
Hi.
Hi, Greg. Do you have any questions? How are you feeling after that meditation?
I'm feeling good and feeling relaxed after that. I do have a question. It was just when you know your own spirit. For example, I'm quite ill. Is that what I should be looking for when I'm, you know, looking within, or should I just be open to, you know, looking and whatever comes up?
Oh, Greg, do you know what? I'm going to put you on mute. It's so funny, beautiful souls, because Greg is only in the other room. I'm in the studio and he's in the other room. But yet I could not hear what he was saying. It was all bleeping. And, you know, intuition is saying that we should end the show there on that meditation. But thank you, Greg. I will post what your question was and the answer on the Facebook page. But for now, thank you, beautiful souls, for listening. Hope you've enjoyed these series of 6 LL shows. If you've missed any of them, you can get them on iTunes, and you can also get them on YouTube, because I put them on YouTube for those that can't get them auditory. If you are on iTunes, it would be great if you could subscribe to the show and just rate it, because it just helps get the podcast out there. Somebody asked me this week if they can donate to the show as an exchange, and yeah, absolutely cool, and I'm open for that. I don't charge for the shows yet. It costs quite a lot to put them together, so it would be great if you do want to donate to the show, an energy exchange, a monetary exchange, then you can do that. Just get in touch, and yeah, okay. But for now, thank you for being here. It's been a pleasure to hold space, and until next time, rise and become infinite. You truly are the one that you're praying for.
You have been listening to the Soul Ascension Show with your host, Callista. Come join our community page at facebook.com/Callista Ascension. Share your feedback to support others to rise up and shine. Be inspired. Be creative. Be your radiant self. All is here for you.